FAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Problems, problems, problems all day long. Will my problems work out right or wrong? My baby don't like anything I do. My teacher seems to feel the same way too.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial. We live stream at KFARradio.com. This is Problem Corner, and I am your host, David Pruse. If you have a question for today's format, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. It's a Monday for business and economics, but I'm making a change, a quick-go presto change-o. And I have April Smith, school board member and candidate for re-election. How you doing, April?
I'm doing great this morning, Dave.
You know, it seems like you've been on there 3 years. You're going through it for your first re-election. And it seems like the first 3 years, you were with COVID. You were with an outgoing administrator, superintendent. You get through COVID after 18 months. You get not a superintendent to take the place, but a very, very good administrator. And you start having policy changes, and you start getting to work on education. So you finally got to the education, after 18 months in the second half of your term. So congratulations, you persevered and you started doing some stuff.
It was a long haul through COVID. I spent, just like you said, 18 months, almost even approaching 2 years, just waiting to do some kind of work that impacted students and families and our community, besides COVID.
And once another election happened, you got a few more what I would call assembly board members that looked at education and not socialization. Mm-hmm. You started working well with education.
Yeah, we started getting some work done, especially the last year after Ms. Burnett. She's a very high quality board member, joined our team, and we seem to have been able to really turn and focus and get some work done.
On education
and improving our community and through the school.
So, it seems like there's always something. You know, what's with the school board? I mean, there's always something. You get a great crafted budget. You're getting through it. You're going to get like $18.5 million from the state just to stamp out the final everything you want to do. So you can have your student body ratio to a teacher just right where you want it. Start working it down, doing all the programs. And bam, it gets vetoed, cut in half.
Yep. And, it's a really hard pill to swallow because our governor is an educator at heart. So I'm really not sure what his motivation was there. I was counting on him to really support public education. I spent a lot of time in Juneau, a lot of time lobbying for education and lobbying the people that normally don't hear from school board members. And I felt like this was a big win, and then the governor did what he did.
So then you got to run back over to the borough assembly.
Then we had to run back to the borough assembly.
And work them hard just to get the 4.2 or the 4 million that they had strategically put in reserve just in case something like this happened. So you didn't get the 8.1, but you got half it back.
Right. Well, I appreciate that the assembly had the foresight to set that some funds aside, any mm-hmm. amount of funds aside. I really support local funding for education as much as possible because he who holds the coin purse controls
What to do, yeah.
What you do. And so the more we rely on the state and federal government, the more we're bound by their
dictates. Yeah.
And I support local control. That's why we have a local school board. And I hope for and expect support from our local government and our local taxpayers for education. Because, you know, you work in real estate, so do I. The first thing people ask when they're thinking about moving here, looking for a house, how's the schools?
Yep. Where are you going to live and how are the schools?
Where are you going to live? How's the schools? What neighborhood has the best schools?
Yep.
That's what they want to know. And, you know, right now, the public education in general has just been in the national news this morning. The news was full of some California school board, drama. It's mm-hmm. always drama with school. You know, and the reason is because education of the next generation is the way that you shape the future. And so people always look to control and manipulate that future. And you have to start with the children. And so what my goals are is to make sure that there's good, safe guardrails in place so that children are receiving education, academic education, and that their parents, families, and the community are shaping their morals and values.
And then you add to that, well, the other list of items that come up for you, you had some school board members who went counterclockwise and just berated and treated the borough assembly so bad.
Yeah, that was disheartening, really disappointing, because as a board member, we're supposed to support what the board decided.
Yeah.
And the board decided the $5.9 million was what we were going to ask for. I didn't vote for that, but that's what I'm going to support publicly mm-hmm. because that's what the board voted. And the board talked about having a respectful tone with the assembly and asking for our funds and
being respectful.
And being respectful.
In the budgetary process.
And it's just disappointing that some board members felt the need to personally speak at the assembly meetings over and over.
You mean berate the assembly?
Berate the assembly. and just accuse them. And, it's like, even if they wanted to give us the money, now what can they do?
Yeah.
It's like, you can't just let people come in and talk.
So you and Melissa really worked hard at repairing that with the assembly. That's why I'm going down this. You and Melissa really worked hard at repairing that with the assembly. So you were able to get more funding.
We were able to get more funding. And the thing is that it's a good reason that the board needs to have diverse voices mm-hmm. because the assembly is diverse, the community is diverse. But when you have short-sighted people who have their own agendas to address serving in public office, it always leads to problems. And what you need is people who look for long-term solutions that serve everyone. And we just don't always get that.
No, you don't. Trying to keep the herd in a herd.
Yep.
No strays.
Yep.
That's, other than that, it was an easy 3 years for you, wasn't it?
Well, those first 18 months during COVID were some of the, it was the hardest time that mm-hmm. I've ever experienced really in my life. Some people think, Mrs. Smith, she just went in there like ears closed, eyes closed, and just said no to everything or had powered through and ignored everyone. But that's really not true. I spent so much time absorbing literally thousands of emails, thousands of articles and information.
And also, everyone's an expert, aren't they?
And literally every person is an expert. And we had hundreds of hours of testimony from
close, not to close, experts. Open up, right. Open up, how do you open
exactly.
up, mass, vax.
Right. And it just seems like, well, of course, I did not support masks. And it seems like, good, you just go sit in the chair and you say, no mask, right?
Mm-hmm.
But really, it was always a burden, a heavy burden on your soul, because what if you're wrong? What if you were wrong? And so it wasn't just casual and easy and off the cuff. It was, I feel good about this, but, it was hard.
There's always something.
And today, there's something new. There's always something new. And that's the thing in education. We're looking to move forward, be innovative, and do what's right for students to help them have success in the changing society that they're in. So there's always something new.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. If you have a question for April Smith, we're at 907-458-TALK and 907-458-8255. And we'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fish on! The Valdez Fishing Report is brought to you proudly by Frontier Outfitters. Drop in for a visit to their extensive fishing department. From rods to reels, lures to lines, you'll see fresh and saltwater as well as fly fishing tackle for every game fish in Alaska. Stock up on supplies for your Alaskan-sized summer of fun. Coolers to camping gear, Frontier Outfitters is your first stop to making your next outdoor adventure a success. Your store for the outdoors, Frontier Outfitters, for your Alaskan lifestyle.
It's time for the Valdez Fishing Report. Interviews, derby standings, tips, and advice for Prince William Sound.
Lori Prox here with Jim Jack of Lacey, Washington. Reeled in a 252-pound halibut. You come up with your buddies and fish every year, and the halibut fishing sounded just amazing this year. Not only the 252, but some other big fish. Tell us about the other fish that you reeled in.
Yeah, sure. It was actually my buddy Juan. He hooked up into one that was, he actually thought it was about a 60-pounder. He wasn't too excited at first. It made a couple runs. And then once it got to the side of the boat, Captain Will Everett, he was turned around excited. He said, hey, this looks like it's going to be similar size to the one that I caught, and put him on deck. And then we had one more of the other guys that was with us do the same to one that's probably, I don't know, it was probably a 150 class somewhere in there. So Juan's was close to 200. I think he was in fourth place by when we left.
And Jim, what do you do for a living?
I am retired military, and then I also work for a labor relations firm.
All right. What would you do with $10,000 if you win the Derby?
Well, like I said, give some money to my buddy Scott Gregg, who sets this up. Probably give that deckhand some money because he took care of us the entire 24 hours we're out on the water. And then maybe do something responsible and pay some bills.
Be sure to stop into the Valdez Prospectors' new location on Egan Drive, right across from the museum, for everything you need for fishing in Prince William Sound. Licenses, bait, derby tickets, and the best selection of lures and tackle to help you catch the derby winner. Stop into the Valdez Prospector on Egan Drive for everything for your fishing adventures.
KVAK's Valdez Fishing Report. Fish Valdez and reel in a big one.
KFAR Weather.
Daytime highs approaching 71 today. Under cloudy skies with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for isolated thunderstorms tonight. Lows dip down to about 51. Cloudy skies. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 70. Overcast skies. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have April Smith in the studio with me. Ready for a phone call?
Sure.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Good morning. This is Al.
Hello, Al.
I have a question for your guest. It appears that the COVID-19 federal relief funding that you got was just roughly over $36 million, and you still have basically $11 million left. Why hasn't you been using any of that money, or what are we doing with that leftover $11 million?
Yeah, that's a great question. I'm glad you asked it, because I have seen that document sort of circulating on social media and around. That shows how much money we have left. It's a complicated answer, because the document is a shot in time. It's like a screenshot. And spending of money is active, right? So that doesn't account for money that's already been promised, but the bill hasn't been paid, appropriated. And then also in our budget process, we publicly list how much money we have left. And we have used that money. We've been purposefully parsing it out to last the 4 years that it was meant to last. It wasn't meant to all be used in one shot. It was meant to support a sustained support through 4 years. So it has to be used by the end of the 2024 school year. We have budgeted our last dollars of COVID money into the current budget that we have today.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Al.
Yep.
So were people using the screenshot to come after you?
Yeah. Well, the State of Alaska Budget Office, someone I think... probably someone I like Brad Keithley or someone that was over there, said, how much money do these districts have? And they print it out and send it to you. And so it is a shot in time.
It's a photo. It's not the movie.
It's a photo, not the movie. And so the fact is we needed that money. It got us through not having we had no general fund savings. And we haven't, and we still don't, unfortunately. We're working on solving that problem. But without the COVID funds, we would have had a sincere, dramatic change in the way that students receive education in the last 4 years, three years in this coming year. So the funds were well used, in my opinion. I voted for those budgets and worked through those budgets, and the last of the COVID funds are being used to sustain smaller class sizes until the state can come in and equalize.
Let's go through your last year that you've had. You've had a pretty active year.
We've had I feel like I've done more real school board work in the last year than in the previous 2 years that I was in the board combined. So We were able to get some things reviewed that were really important to me. One of them being we put in place a controversial issues policy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be glad to talk at length about what that is.
But first, I want to interject.
Yeah.
Fairbanks, you're hearing construction machinery in the background. It's not the hum of the North Korean equipment that Perry Wallet gives me. We're paving Fifth Avenue today, so bear with us. So go ahead and go through your controversial issue policy.
Yeah, sure. So during COVID, there was a lot of controversial issues. You know, there was just seemed like besides COVID, during that time was very tumultuous in our nation. There was just constant, things getting stirred up on one side or the other. And different classrooms were having problems. And when parents or teachers brought issues with students, issues with teachers to us, you want to open the policy manual and you want to look for the answer. What's our policy? And I'm kind of a policy statute nerd. This is why I want to be on the school board. This is what we do. We govern. So we make statutes. We make policies. So you open the policy manual, and our controversial issues policy was like one sentence, and it's been there since 1981. And there's some other policies that reference, for more information, see controversial issues policy. And there's nothing there. So we worked a long time to come up with a addressing modern concerns policy, and then an administrative regulation that's just pages and pages long. I think it's 4 pages long, kind of explaining to teachers what to do about controversial issues, and then explain to parents what the expectation is about controversial issues in the classroom. And I'm really proud of that work. I'm glad that the board was able to pass that policy.
So when there's a controversial issue, what happens?
Well, so what we're saying is that teachers need to teach from the curriculum and the board approved materials. And there's not really controversy in the board approved materials.
Yeah.
Bring the controversy in. And the policy lays out what that means. What does bringing the controversy in look like? And so the teachers have a guardrail.
Mm-hmm.
And they can look at it and say, should I or shouldn't I? And they have a guardrail. And to me, that keeps the teacher safe, that keeps the students safe, that keeps the community safe.
Yeah. You had active shooter hoaxes this last year, too.
Oh, yeah. We had an active shooter hoax there at Lathrop, and the community responded beautifully.
I was I'm there for about 2 weeks when that hit.
Yeah, that was pretty scary. My daughter attends the Bridge program, which is a program for special needs students who have passed graduation age but are still within the federal ability to receive services. And that program is housed inside Lathrop. So my own daughter was there at Lathrop during the active shooter.
Yeah, they let's talk about the Bridge program. They moved it out of where it's at and they put it in a high school.
Yeah, I was kind of a supporter. I voted for it. You know, the administration brought it to us with the phrase ideal location attached to it. And, you know, they're professionals. They were special education directors with all their, you know, degrees and experience saying this is going to be ideal, Mrs. Smith. And, you know, the program people kind of said, I don't think so. And I went over there and I said, we're just going to trust. We're going to make it happen. And the transition was difficult. I don't really think it was an ideal space. But they're working on it. And it's becoming more ideal every day. And so it's anytime you're in a transition period, you know.
You can't expect it to go perfect from day one.
And I'm trying to hold on to that because my daughter's over there, and every day it's a little better and a little more conforming to their program needs. But there's
you have 10 kids. How many are in a school program?
Seven are in a school program, if including my daughter that's at Bridge. So
seven.
I have one, my son graduated in 2020.
So you see on a personal basis.
Every day I'm in school.
You see on a personal basis on every level.
On every level. All the way, I have a, let's see, I have a preschooler, she's three, so she's not in school, but then I have a 5, 7, 9, 11, 13, 15, 17 years old, and...
Well, you swept those numbers like you know it.
Oh, yeah, I mean, hey, they're
odd. Only 10,
they're
come on.
Odd right now.
Yeah,
so
they're odd years.
They're switching over to evens now. I got all my, a bunch of my kids are born in September. So
you, basically you're telling me you have 10 odd kids.
I have 10 odd kids right
so
now.
So it'll be 10 even kids.
It'll be 10 even kids soon, yes. Yes, so...
I can't wait to see your kids and have them say, you know, your mom told me you're all odd, but soon you're going to be even.
Hey, most of them are boys, so they won't get it.
Fairbanks, help me in here. Oh, that was good.
Yeah.
That was good.
They won't get it.
And you also hired a new superintendent there.
Yeah, well.
Luke Meinert.
Luke Meinert is our new superintendent. He was the assistant superintendent for secondary schools for 3 years prior to being our new superintendent. And, you know, I'm really impressed with Luke. On Friday, I attended the staff orientation and welcome back at Lathrop High School. So the community came out in great force with some positive picketing, welcoming all the teachers and staff back. And Luke gave just such a really great talk and really feel like he's starting the school year off on the right foot and empowering the staff and really putting a good tone forward. I'm very happy that we hired him.
You know, a couple of years ago, you didn't have the candidates, I felt, to do it. So you had the last person there as an interim. She came over as the Deputy Commissioner of Education, State of Alaska. Great choice, but as she said, I'm interim. You know, I'm retiring. And she was a great transition from Stavik. Mm-hmm. You know, her policies were more on the social engineering side versus what the last administrator and now what Meinert is doing. They're looking at the education side.
Right. Well, I mean, we had Dr. Kaborg for a long time.
Yeah.
And she was a long-time educator, a long-time part of our education community. And then we did our superintendent search, which failed, which, I had that I'm a newbie. You know, it was like right off the bat, I had to come into hiring a new superintendent. So I was really nervous about that process. And when the whole board unanimously kind of looked at each other and said,
there's no one here.
There's no one here. This just isn't going to work. I said, thank God, because that's what I was thinking, too. And so You know, that was really reassuring that I thought there wasn't the right person for our community there. And we rarely all agree on anything, but we all agreed that there was no one that was right for our community there.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break here. I got some spin doctors here, so I don't know if either Melissa or Glenner did this one. I'll let you decide. Then we're going to go into some Fox News, some state news, some commercials, some weather. Then we'll be back.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
The Maui Police Department says at least 96 people are dead from the wildfires in Hawaii. This man describes the devastation.
It's nothing. Yeah. Our two vehicles gone, our apartment gone, the whole complex.
Hawaii Governor Josh Green says more than 2,700 structures in Lahaina were destroyed. Prosecutors in Atlanta investigating whether then-President Trump and his allies illegally meddled in the 2020 election in Georgia have begun presenting their case to a grand jury. The UK says its Air Force intercepted two Russian bombers near its airspace.
They were ready, says British Armed Forces Minister James Heapy, to counter any potential threat. Earlier, Russia announced its strategic bombers had carried out what it called routine flights over international Arctic waters.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
The Fairbanks Daily News Minor reports that Fairbanks will host Alaska military and defense officials at the end of the month for an upcoming Alaska Defense Forum to be held August 29th and 30th at the Westmark Hotel. The forum will focus on Alaska's role in national security, partnerships, and needs with its community partners. The Fairbanks Economic Development Corporation, Fairbanks North Star Borough, and Association of Defense Communities are co-hosting the event. Lisa Slava, FEDC's project manager, said the forum involves leaders from across the nation coming to talk about Alaska in Alaska. Alaska sits in the perfect spot to reach anywhere in the Northern Hemisphere and beyond, Slava said at a Tuesday Greater Fairbanks Chamber of Commerce luncheon. The military is prevalent across our entire state. Arctic security is an ever-growing business in our community, and ultimately they drive our economy. Over the course of 2 days, community leaders and forum members will hear from military officials, government officials, and policy experts. For more details or to register with the Defense Forum, go to AlaskaDefenseForum.com.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
Whether running a marathon or to the store, we all get aches and pains. Migraines, sports injuries, spasticity can really put a hitch in your getup. Osteopathic manual medicine can help. Treating children to grandparents, Doctors Malcolm and Wright at McKinley Sports Medicine have over 27 years combined experience. Dr. Malcolm is Fairbanks' only board-certified sports medicine physician. Dr. Wright is double board-certified. OMM, FDM, Botox injections, and joint restorative treatments are exclusively available at one location, McKinley Orthopedic Sports Medicine and Spine.
Now listen to me when I tell you this, because I mean it sincerely. Punctuality is among the highest forms of respect you can bestow upon someone. I believe that. Otherwise, who'd bother having a clock? One of them computers. We're obsessed with time, as am I. A humble septic tank who pushes back against tardiness. Respect flows two ways. My family has Bigfoot Pumpin' and Thorn pump me out with punctuality once a year, and I continue to serve them much better.
Are you ready for the ride of your life? Midnight Sun ATV Tours can get you there. Your adventure begins in their brand new Can-Am side-by-side and takes you through the trails and hills off of Chino Hot Springs. This tour is custom tailored for the adventurist who's looking for a pure adrenaline rush. Midnight Sun ATV Tours is the ultimate place to play in your own backyard. Midnight Sun ATV Tours, give them a call 987-3331 or online at MidnightSunATVTours.com.
It's Derby season, which means it's time to head to Valdez and fish. Listen to KFAR Radio Monday through Saturday at 6:20, 7:20, or 11:15 a.m. for the Valdez Fishing Report. You'll get updates on the current standings, along with the latest tips, hotspots, techniques, and the stories from the anglers in Valdez. The Valdez Fishing Report is proudly brought to you by Century Hardware and Frontier Supply. The Valdez Fishing Report on News Talk for the Interior, KFAR 97.5 FM and 660 a.m.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Pruse in the studio here with April Smith, and I have had some of my homies, we'll call them, text me and saying they can't hear the construction machinery equipment outside, so that's good. But Perry Wally still has me in a purple padded room with North Korean equipment, but luckily April Smith here is here with a good smile, good attitude, and you know you've done well for Fairbanks. You hear that? Can you feel that, April?
I can feel it now.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't see how people can't hear it because it is shaking the entire room.
It's a North Korean equipment. They don't hear it.
It feels
through
like we should take shelter right now.
But you've in the last year and a half, you've been able to do the things you envisioned, and Fairbanks is better for it with the education.
I agree. I mean, that's why I decided to run for re-election. I kind of thought that, gosh, you know, I have a lot going on. I have 10 children. I have a big house I need to take care of.
I have real estate properties.
I ended up stopping taking clients for real estate. One of the reasons being I want to focus 100% on my service to the community through the school board. And a person can serve the school board by just showing up to the meetings and voting yes or no, or they can serve the board by really deeply understanding the statutes and the policies and looking for ways to be innovative and look to the future for education. And that's really what I do. I really spend my full time on school board.
There you go.
Yep.
How's your re-election campaign been going so far?
I think my re-election campaign's been going great. We spent a lot of time at the Tandernoff Valley Fair, and we've been out in North Pole at the World's Biggest Backpack Giveaway and around at the Kids Mart, and we were this weekend over at Pioneer Park at the Block Party, and we're giving out reading buddies, making sure every kid in Fairbanks reads every day. So we've been giving, so far, over 600 reading buddies to children in the community. And they're just a little tiny stuffed animal that they can put on their backpack or carry around with them, so when their parents see it and they see it, they remember, hey, we're supposed to read every day. The district's having a double down increase on literacy this year, and we're hoping to help kids focus on reading.
You know, we're registering the noise. We're registering.
I can see it on your screen.
Yeah. or is it just the North Korean equipment just messing with us? You know, what I also liked what you did was the superintendent that you hired, Luke Meinert. He was already he was probably the most qualified candidate, but he was also worked from within the system.
Mm-hmm.
So he hit the ground running.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things I really like about Luke is he views himself as a part of the team, not an overlord of the team.
Yeah.
And something that I think really speaks to his character is that Luke could have applied for the job any of the other times, and he could have applied for the interim position, but he had personal goals. He wanted to finish his doctorate, so he's Dr. Meinert now, and he said, you know, I do want to lead, I do want to do what's right for the community, but I'm not quite ready yet.
Mm-hmm.
He said, just give me a minute to
let me finish.
And I just really thought that really spoke to his character, that he didn't just want some power grab. He wanted to be fully ready to fully engage in the job before he even bothered applying for it. So I really like that about him. And I think that he's a person who just wants what's absolutely best for every student and for the whole entire community. So I'm really looking forward to another 3 years of working with him.
And, you know, it's great that you were able to get your teacher's contract done.
As soon as Luke came, he said, this is a top priority for me. And that's sometimes, I think, how the negotiations go, is you get to that stalemate when you have the same people.
Yeah.
And so we changed out some of the players, and everything fell into place. We got a new FEA president, and we got a new superintendent. Wow.
How about that construction equipment?
Yeah. Yeah, it's almost worse when they stop and then restart. So we just changed out some of the players, and we were able to, you know, sort of, I think, de-ice, you know.
You're not going to turn me in for bringing you into an unsafe broadcasting zone, are you?
No. I'm gonna take it as a life adventure.
There you go.
Life adventure.
But, when you say they de-ice, so to speak.
Yeah.
You know, you're shedding some of the previous misconceptions.
Correct. You know, and even I think there was a little bit of that with our board turnover, you know, that we really got a lot of work done this year. We added two new board members because the board members that were there decided not to run for re-election. Mm-hmm. So we just changed out two people, and it's not like we changed out two people for the better or worse. We just changed out two people, and it kind of broke that ice that had been sitting there for a while. And so we were able to move forward and get some more things done. And right now, we're really in some momentum of reviewing our policies. We're going to get a more user-friendly policy system in place over the next few months. So right now, it's kind of hard to dig through our policy for the public. You want to find out, hey, what's the policy on this or that? And it's you have to chip it out. You have to go mining for it. And so we're going to switch over to...
Piece it together, yeah.
We're going to switch over to a different system that's much more user-friendly. And so the public can look for that, but that's going to take some work. And in that process, we're going to really start reviewing as many policies as possible, make sure everything's where it needs to be.
You know, they were talking about a work stoppage, you know, the teachers without a contract. Mm-hmm. And you're coming into the school year, and it's all coming to a frenzied head, and it's all of a sudden, bam, mm-hmm. There's labor peace.
We can all go to school peacefully now.
Everyone's going to enjoy themselves, teachers, students, parents. How about them bus drivers?
Well, you know, I was surprised to see that we're again starting the year without bus drivers. Now, I would just really call on the community that if you're a person who is just kind of not doing anything during the day, pick up a morning shift or pick up an afternoon shift. They will send you to school. They'll pay for you to get your CDL, and they're paying a really good wage. Our bus drivers are the highest paid drivers in the state. And so you're being compensated well. You're helping the community. It's really...
Gives you something to do.
Yeah, it gives you something to do. And you can work, like, just the morning, just the afternoon, just, you know, special runs. There's a lot of flexibility in being bus drivers. So I'd just encourage anyone who might be able to do that or want to try it out, even if you want to be a bus attendant, just ride around with the kids, make sure everybody's safe.
No fights, no picking, no bullying.
Yeah. Well, it helped the special ed kids get, they got to get buckled.
Yeah.
The special ed bus, they ride in buckles. So, you know, you're just there to keep them safe.
Fairbanks, we are going to take a commercial break. If you want to call in, we're at 907-458-TALK. That's 907-458-8255. I have April Smith in the studio, and we'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
The roads you ride are always changing, and they aren't always easy. For those kinds of roads, you need the flexibility of Firestone Destination Highway, all-terrain and mud tires. Designed for aggressive off-the-road performance without sacrificing on-the-road respectability, quiet, and comfort. Drive somewhere you've never thought possible. Firestone Destination Tires will take you there in your light truck, SUV, and CUV. Buy yours at GCR Tires and Service. The Tire Guys, Taming the Alaskan Road, Van Horn at Cushman.
Too much stuff around the house? Have a construction site you want to secure tools and materials while you build? Great news! Independent Rental has your storage solution. We rent brand new 20 and 40 foot storage containers. Store your goods on site here at South Cushman, or we'll bring the container to you. Prices starting at $150 per month. We store vehicles too. Call today. Independent Rental Storage. Safe, secure, affordable.
You know the meaning of a cold winter living in interior Alaska. So does Toyotomi Heaters, available at the Woodway. Toyotomi oil heaters have warmed interior homes for decades with quietly reliable, efficient heating products. From small cabins to multi-room homes, they have water heating and hydronic options as well. See the Toyotomi oil heater that's right for you in the Woodway's showroom today. As always, the Woodway has factory-trained technicians to serve you, heating your home the Alaskan way, the right way. The Woodway.
The Eye Clinic of Fairbanks announces the following changes to their hours of operation. New weekday hours are 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. New Saturday hours are 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. Please contact the clinic if you have any questions or concerns regarding these changes. The Eye Clinic of Fairbanks, your team of ophthalmologists, optometrists, and opticians providing medical and surgical eye care, fashion eyewear, and prescription lenses. The Eye Clinic of Fairbanks, your eye health professionals on Mini Street.
KFAR weather.
Chance for scattered thunderstorms today, otherwise overcast. Daytime highs approaching 71, southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight, chance for isolated thunderstorms, lows around 51. Chance for scattered storms again tomorrow, highs around 70. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have construction machinery outside, but inside I have April Smith with a sitting member of the Fairbanks School Board and a candidate for re-election to the Fairbanks School Board. So tell me about your re-election activities.
Sure. Well, we have a wonderful community event that's coming up on Saturday. Mrs. Matheson, Maggie Matheson, she's also running for re-election, and I are going to do a little town hall meet and greet.
Just the two of you.
Just the two of us, mm-hmm. At Pioneer Park in the Moose Creek Pavilion from 4 to 6 on Saturday, August 19th, so that's this Saturday. And we'll be available for Ask Us Anything. We'll have some light refreshments there. And we just encourage the community to come out and ask us what we've been doing and what we're going to be doing.
Well, you have one, I'm just going to assume you have one heck of a team to help you. 10 odd people.
Yes,
but
yes.
Soon there'll be 10 even people.
Soon there'll be 10 even people. So they are a little assembly line assembling my reading buddies like a well-oiled machine. And they are very supportive because they want what we want, which is schools that are safe for their teachers, schools that are safe for them and their friends, and schools that their parents respect and trust. So the kids are, they know how, if I say, load the van because we're going to a campaign event. They know what to put in. They know where the table, they got the table, they got the tent, they got the bins, they got everything. They know what to do.
They're a team. That's great.
Yeah, and even my daughter that was on the school board last year who graduated, mm-hmm. She's going to UAF to become a teacher. And, you know, like I know I can trust her and I can leave her in my booth and it's just like I was there. She can answer all the questions.
You feel it coming?
I feel the paver is headed our way.
Now, I don't want OSHA complaint from you. You willfully stayed.
I willfully stayed.
Yeah. After all, how often do you get to, you know, experienced construction machinery equipment so close and up front and personal.
You know, when I write my life autobiography,
this will be part of it.
It'll be in there.
David Pruse. Had
North
me,
Korean equipment and
had you in a purple padded room.
It'll be there.
My descriptive adjectives are pretty direct, I would say.
Yeah, it's a purple sparkle room. You left out the sparkles.
You know, you see, that's why you're on the school board and I'm not.
I pay attention to detail.
You give more descriptive adjective than I go, so what the heck. Now, you also, with your negotiations, you put in a $1,500 stipend, I believe, for...
And that's true for the teachers who are returning this year, who worked last year and who are returning this year, will be receiving a $1,500 stipend.
How long is the contract for?
The contract is for 3 years, this year being the first.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's actually an improvement to the negotiation also that some fresh eyes were able to help with, that we were negotiating 3 years with last year being the first. And so we
put that off to the side. We pass that. Boom.
And we're moving forward.
So your contract started what, June 1 or?
It's July 1.
July 1?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so we're able to just let the teachers walk in without that elephant on their back.
No stigma. Yeah.
Yep. And we're a community that's a team and we're moving forward.
So talk about AASB Sports.
Oh, okay. So it's ASA. AASB is the Association of School Boards, but ASA is the AASA is the regulating association for sports and activities for the state.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, you know, ASA had looked at regulating whether transgender biological males could participate in female sports. They chose not to
address it
or make any change in their policy, and so the state school board is going to address that very shortly, probably when they meet this month. So
the International Olympic Committee addressed it.
I haven't been paying attention. I've been so busy campaigning and getting kids ready.
They addressed it. They said if you know, a biological male cannot compete in a female sport.
Yeah, I mean,
it has made it very simple.
Yep, it seems fair to me.
Yeah,
it seems right. As a woman, you know, we have federal Title IX protections for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Our grandmothers and great grandmothers did not fight for those Title IX protections for us and for our children, just so that men could come and take them away from us. And so, I'm a feminist in the true way that I want to protect women and I want to fight for what's right for women. And I'd like men to not participate in women's sports.
Well, are you going to be able to have a rifle team in your sports and teach archery?
I know, I saw that. Well, you know, that's interesting, because once I got to read about it, it was just that if you wanted this particular grant money,
mm-hmm.
That your school couldn't apply for the grant money if they have rifle and archery. And North Pole is like a nationally recognized
powerhouse.
Yeah, rifle team there. And so I don't see us giving up that anytime. And UAF is a national rifle,
powerhouse.
Powerhouse. So
national champions.
I mean, these are important values to Alaskans. I do not see that going away.
Or you know, they have Olympic sports where you cross-country ski and then shoot a target.
Right. I mean, the federal government is not going to buy us out of our Alaskan pastimes with a little grant money.
No.
So, not on my watch anyway.
That's good to hear. I had to bring it up.
Yeah.
See what you were about there, April Smith.
Well,
push a button or two.
I'm Alaskan.
Now that the equipment's not on.
Yeah. You can, like, rest peacefully in here now.
It's a momentary situation.
They'll be back.
What are you looking at for overall enrollment this year?
The enrollment's always a surprise because it's kind of crazy to me, but people show up on the first day of school and they bring their kids and we've never heard of them or seen them before. So you never know, but we'll be between 12,500 and 13,000 students.
Just started. It just started.
It's back.
Here it comes.
It's back. At least I get to leave. I don't have to be vibrated all day. You don't sit in here all day either.
No, so. I'm here for the duration just like you, then I'm out of here.
Yep. So
I'm the only live show in here, and this is in this studio right here. I'm the only live show.
Right.
And so it's my studio. I have allowed them to keep the purple sparkly walls. I put in a request for new equipment, but it was rejected out of hand.
Need more sponsors.
I know it.
Those new equipment.
So you're going to be between how many students do you anticipate?
Well, we're just over 12,000, like about 12,300 last year. And on paper, we're anticipating around the same, mm-hmm. like around 12,300. But you never know.
We might straggle in.
The more trustworthy that public education becomes,
the more you get.
The more parents trust and return their kids to the classroom. But personally, I'm an advocate of homeschool. So mm-hmm. I'm an advocate of every family doing the right thing for their student.
Yeah.
And so I worked really hard to get the best program, the Nordale Education Center, open for those students. That would have been a dream for me when I was homeschooling for 7 years, to have a place you could use the gym and the art rooms and the science rooms and have a library and spaces to have meetings and have the kids go. So the homeschool program in Fairbanks is 1,000 times better today than it was 3 years ago, even when I got on the board. So that's also something I'm really proud of, that I worked hard for. And I just encourage every parent to do what's right for their student. So. You know,
I always say that Fairbanks, whatever type of education you want, you can get.
You can get.
You really can. This depends what you want. Do you want a private, secular education? It's there. Depends on what secular you want. Mm-hmm. They're there. You want a private homeschool education? It's there. You want a public school education? It's there. You want an education that focuses on different items? It's there. Mm-hmm. You want a private school education? It's there.
Yeah. I mean, the teachers union, I interviewed for endorsement with the union last week, and one of the questions they asked was, what is Fairbanks doing well? And Fairbanks does a lot of things well. I wouldn't have 7 of my students in the Fairbanks school if I didn't think that they had a lot to offer and that they had what my kids needed to be successful in the future. So, yeah, I have had my kids in homeschool. I've had them in private Christian school. I've had them in public school. And we are, I think, in public school for the long haul, as long as the school board stays on the straight and narrow, focusing on academics and not social engineering. So
very well put. Very well put. And it just befuddles me why people put education last and social engineering first. That's from your house. That's from your parents.
Well, you know, there's a subversive cult of people in the community who they want to change the way that the community is, and the way that you can most quickly and effectively create change is to access the children.
Yep, education. Well, we have about 2 minutes left. You're running for school board. How would you like to highlight these last 2 minutes mm-hmm. on some of the things you want to do and some of the things you've done?
Sure. Thanks for the opportunity there. I'll just remind people to come out to Pioneer Park, to the Moose Creek Pavilion on Saturday, 4 to 6 p.m., where myself and Ms. Matheson, current board members, will be available to answer any questions that you have and kind of give you the long spiel of our plans for the future. But mostly, I hope to focus on making Fairbanks education trustworthy for families, and to do that through policy reform. We're going to work hard.
I think you have in place the right superintendent to accomplish that.
I agree. And I'd like to have the right board in place. And myself, Ms. Matheson, we also have Michael Humphreys, who is running for school board as well. And I think that the three of us would be a good team to add to the school board, or keep us and add Michael, and that we would really get some policy reform that would keep students, employees, and families safe in education.
Well put. And will you have your 10-odd workers out there on Saturday?
I will have a good number of them out there with me on Saturday, yes. You know, some are grown up, some are they got their own little busybody life, but the little ones, they love Pioneer Park.
So, oh, how can they not?
Yeah, they'll be out there playing some cornhole and swinging.
When I was about five, they had the frog pond out there, and they built A67 when I was seven. You know, oh my God, that was my spot.
That was before my time here. Well, I've only been here for 26 years.
You newbie. April, thank you so much for not just being on the show, but what you do for the community and how you do it and the time that you put in for the community. After all, you know, you're putting the time for people's children. Ponder that, Fairbanks. She's putting the time for your children. I wish you the best. You have a great day, Fairbanks. I will see you tomorrow, and enjoy the afternoon.